Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined by Jacob Rivera now. He's a performance specialist with Children's Health, Andrews Institute, sports performance powered by Exis. I got it all in there. And Jacob, appreciate the time today.
Absolutely.
We think about New Year's resolutions as an adult thing, right? We're overweight. We're out of shape. We want to get back in better shape. But you work with a lot of young athletes, and they're always setting goals, maybe not necessarily just at this time of year. But there are a lot of athletes these days, even that are very young, that set goals. How do you work on goal setting with these kids that that you work so closely with?
When it comes to setting goals, we think of three important things that are just paramount when it comes to goal setting. So number one, we have to pick a goal that is meaningful to us. It is the thing that allows us to cast vision on our future, right? We are aimless if we don't have a vision. But most importantly, if I want to play in the NFL, but that isn't a meaningful goal enough for me, then it's not going to be something that I'm going to focus on each day and ultimately kind of work towards, right? Number two, we have to think of micro goals that lead to the bigger goal. So if I want to play for the NFL, I've also got to understand that I need to play in college as well, most likely. And I also have to have a particular set of skills, speed, strength, stamina, power, obviously skill at the game itself as well. So I have to have a plan for how I'm going to utilize those things to help me get to where I need to be. So thinking of micro goals that help you lead to the bigger goal. And then last but not least, we cannot underestimate the behavior change that's actually required to meet that goal. For example, if I'm trying to lose weight or I want to run more, you also have to realize that that's going to be a daily thing that you need to do. And there may need to be a number of things you have to modify. So do not underestimate the behavior aspect of having to do that thing each day.
That is just good stuff. And, you know, I'm interested especially with sparking that emotional response, Jacob, for those athletes or the people that you've worked with that are just having that difficult time sparking that emotional response. What are the questions you ask to try to get that focus out of them?
Well, what I think is that as far as how important it is to meditate on that, I think a lot of athletes just pick something. They just pick it out of the air. They do it because they feel like they're supposed to. They do it because it's something that they're pressured into. But what I really try to do is try to understand the identity of that particular athlete. I try to ask them questions about not what their coach says, not what their mom says, not what their sister says, but what does your heart tell you? What is your heart motivated by? What do you notice that you tend to focus on? Like what's important to you? So I try to ask questions to ensure that it's not just a superficial response. I would say that the other thing is following where your joy and pleasure comes from. Like if you don't enjoy going to practice or you don't enjoy waking up in the morning to work out with your team, that may not be the thing that you should be doing. Maybe you need to be working on a science project. Maybe that's where more of your passion lies. I think it's really about just following sort of that emotional aspect of what do I want to do and what pulls me in that direction.
I love it. Now, focusing on goals that are attainable, yet stretching our abilities, especially when we don't necessarily have a great coach or performance specialist like you to help break that down. How important is it to, especially when we're thinking about changing fitness goals or, you know, something like that, that we get some input from others that either love us or they're an expert in the area to make sure that we're on the right track and not biting off more than we can chew?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think SMART goals are important. I think that helps you make a realistic goal, a SMART goal, a measurable goal, a attainable goal. But I think it's really, really, really important to understand that you have to understand how to accomplish it. You have to understand what are the behaviors and the emotional aspect of the demands of that goal. But then you also have to have the environment work for you and with you, right? So you have to bring people into the picture. You have to bring friends into the picture to help hold you accountable. Setting a goal that's realistic and progressive over time is one of the best ways to combat that loftiness, right? But really understanding the idea or the importance of starting small. Right? Before I want to run a marathon, I probably should run a 5K. And I probably should bring some friends along to the picture so that they can help me train for my first 5K. Because once I've accomplished that, then it's maybe a 10K that I'm after now. And maybe I get some nicer shoes to help me with my, you know, running stride or something like that. But bringing all of those pieces to the mix is really, really helpful from an environmental perspective, an emotional perspective, and then also just the know-how of how I need to accomplish it.
Jacob, this has been really good stuff. Is there anything else that you want to add, maybe a closing parting shot for our listeners?
I think it's just so important to be able to meditate on who you are and what matters to you. And that needs to be something you do on a daily basis. And also just evaluating those things on a daily basis to make sure you're always moving the needle.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, John. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.